know if I want to put John on the spot or not. I figured he would either jump in if he had something. But since it says on my preamble, John's Corner, we're going to see if John has anything. John, if you don't have anything, that's quite all right. But John, do you have anything? K9BGC, AC9HO, net control.
This is K9PGC. Well, I can always come up with something, you know. And actually keep it short, if there's such a thing. Something I came across, I just sort of got a laugh about. It's factual. And it's from the Institute of Electrical Engineers, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, just picture this. Christmas Eve, 1906. And you're a sailor. You're out on a ship somewhere in the Atlantic. Well, at that time, the only communications you've got is CW. Okay? And so you got a whole bunch of shipboard operators here, there, elsewhere, somewhere in the Atlantic. And there was a gentleman out of Brant Rock, Massachusetts, by the name of Reginald Fessenden. I probably screwing that one up. Well, he decided, and this is what's historic about this, is he didn't just make a voice broadcast, and it is a broadcast. He had both voice and music. So that goes into the history books of the first radio broadcast of such ever, you know, voice and music. So he played some music from Handel's Largo, some violin stuff, and wished everybody a holy night, Merry Christmas, and all those kind words. Well, drunken sailor, sober sailor, what? You're out on the seas and you start hearing voices as a radio operator. I'd like to know what would be going through your head. And to produce such a signal, it's basically a alternator style transmitter. And if you've never quite heard of that, think of the old Flash Gordon serials, stuff around that era, the 30s and that. And, you know, you would see some kind of rotating object that's just spinning and making sparks like crazy. Well, that's basically it. You know, that's among what they had back then. So to have actual frequency that was so mechanical, you know what I mean, that... yeah, they had electricity, so now you got to spend more electricity to spin a motor and all that stuff. I'd like to know what the actual quality was back then, what he was expecting for those ships to pick up and so forth. So, you know, that could, you know, for someone that's going to be, you know, like I said, Christmas Eve, at some late time hearing that stuff, you've got to play with your mind a little bit, you know. But anyway, for what that's worth, like I said, it's just something that, regardless of how I describe it, I got a kick out of it, you know, because a lot of us have heard things.
CMA.
Hey there, back to you, Kurt. And, yeah, maybe I'll be better prepared next week. Maybe I'll be on the bicycle. There may be a good chance that I'll be returning from somewhere on a bicycle on next Wednesday. We'll see what the weather does and see what happens there. But I'm thinking it's going to be an evening ride coming up. So anyway, back to you, Kurt, K9PGC.